patreon.com/swellreads.
The clacking of Celestia Ludenberg's heels echoed down Hope's Peak Academy's corridors, ringing out in the dead silence of night. The added acoustics from the infinite row of bolted shut windows only amplified their acoustics. Celestia glanced around.
Nona Kuma, you know full well of our meeting. Be punctual, or you can consider this whole proposal off the table.
With a clap, the little man himself spawned in, complete with a little toy bed and a little, nightcap, with a fuzzy white ball at the end.
Jeez, lady, talk about a night owl! You always up this time of evening?
Celestia gave no answer, for she knew that Monokuma already had the answer to this question. A camera in the corner of the room blinked.
Anyway, you wanted something, right?
Indeed. As I'm sure you're aware, nobody's died in this contest of yours.
I know! Ratings are crashing! I thought Junko was gonna get some business done. All she wanted to do was guzzle down oil like some kind of freakish water balloon and stink out the place.
Celestia grew contemplative.
I can tell you from experience, you need a prize. The promise of freedom is negative reinforcement at best. What good is it without prospering afterwards?
Monokuma bridged his paws together.
You know, I did have something in mind. How does $10 million sound?
Running the numbers in her head, most countries consider that to be the upper limit of a human life's value. Financially speaking, anyhow.
Sure, that will suffice.
Great! I'll make the big announcement tomorrow! You're really saving my skin here. Now, back to sleep for me. See you in the morning, Miss Eyebags.
Celestia's maintained her deadpan stride past Monokuma. But deep inside, she greatly looked forward to collecting her payout. Except... Celestia Ludenberg, her true nature revealed, had been put to the stake for her crimes. Literally, Monokuma, very much the ironic punishment type, had her bound by rope to a large wooden pole, not unlike witches of old. The ring of fire surrounding her threatened to claw up her leg, nearly singeing her milk-white complexion.
It is the nature of a gamble, I suppose. Either I win the value of another's life or lose mine in the process.
In one more stroke of subversion, a truck is fast approaching to extinguish the flames. And Celestia, if the driver's aim was true. She closed her eyes, accepting her fate as a pink smudge on the truck's bumper. Celestia, far more alive than she expected, peeked open an eyelid slightly. The fire truck had crash-landed just short of her. Its driver opened the door and hopped atop the stranded vehicle.
Yeesh! Ooh, sorry about that, I was dozing off at the wheel. Talk about awkward!
The fire surrounding Celestia had backed off. Almost as though the TGO hadn't expected this outcome.
But, tell you what. Since you've been such a good sport about this whole shindig, How's about I give you that prize?
Celestia couldn't believe what she was hearing. The audacity of speeding toward her with fatal intent to untold fortunes. Laughable, if not outrageous.
What? That's it? You're just going to let me go? $10 million and everything?
Well, that's the thing. There were some issues with the sponsors and the banks, and basically, I can't pay in dollars. It has to be pounds. When we adjust for inflation and currency exchange, let's see here. -5, carry the 2, write off the Queen of England as a loss of inventory expense. That's about £7,948,500 on the dot. But we don't have any Brit bucks on hand either, so you're going to be paid in all American pounds.
A fire tube rushed to an upper leg, inserting itself into her rear. And the white wheel spun, opening the valve.
What the fuck?
Her ass began swelling immediately, both cheeks chewing her daintily frilled panties. I made quick work of the thing, popped off of the twack, fluttering to the floor in a pathetic fashion. She certainly felt the part, pouting with a vibrant red flush on her cheeks.
So the fucking laugh!
Sheesh! Language, lady!
To the gallery of students watching in the venue overhead, Celestia's demands became increasingly difficult to heed. Her legs, now turned pillars of fat, began stripping away at her thigh highs, a local flab slicing each of them down the side. Merciless, they too became nothing more than mere sheets of fabric on the floor. Ballooned up to a pair of unavoidable pale moons, slurping the hose in further and expediting this twisted turn of events. The entire lower half of her body had bloated out to obscene proportions. Ankles the size of volleyballs, thighs the size of small cars, and an ass that easily absorbed a blow from a 100 kilometer per hour speeding fire truck. Her top half was a distinctly different story, however. Whether it was the tight hog tie or simply the heavy liquid affected by gravity, her abdomen, shoulders, and chest remained as petite as ever. A stick stuck onto two twin pipes of blubbering mass. While her legs had been dangling originally, she now rested upon her swollen knees. Face hung low, the sensations she felt all around were grating, her hips brushing against the flames, avoidant as they were. The pull behind sinking between her ass cleavage in a manner that could only be interpreted as double entendre. Her fellow students' eyes, disgraceful, shameful, she could barely even bring herself to face Monokuma.
Goddamn dead bear! You hear me? I'll tear every shitty little stump off your body!
I wish you the best of luck with that, because, quite frankly, I'd be surprised to see you move at all.
Monokuma glanced upward toward the onlookers. They all had some combination of shock, horror, or in some of the more depraved individuals, intrigue.
You're all dismissed. Go out there and provide us with some more thrills, spills, and nasty kills!
Celestia's continued struggle was eventually rewarded, stiff, crack from the pole, beginning to splinter under the steadily increasing weight. Although, a keen ear could hear the same sound coming from below her as well.
As for you, Miss Ludenberg, you might want to brace yourself.
Screw you!